Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
I want you to know that the mothership has landed.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, my brother? I want permission to come aboard the mothership.
Asking permission to join a sports talk spaceship? Well, we're all a little crazy. The mothership has connected.
The mothership. Let's come
aboard. Happy Friday to you, North America. The mothership has connected. Welcome aboard. It's the four-hour satellite soiree. DA with you from the CBS Sports Radio studios in New York, broadcasting to affiliates nationwide and north of the border. Anchorage to Atlanta, Johnsonville to Jacksonville, Kalamazoo and Waterloo. We are on the air.
They listening, D.A. Everything we saying, D.A. Everything.
And we come to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you want to buy a home or refinance your current one, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there for home loan solutions that fit your life. Rocket Ken, how are we doing, everybody? You know, a lot of sports radio shows have a Football Friday. Primarily football topics in the fall leading into your college football and NFL viewing weekends. But I feel like we have taken that concept and put it on football steroids, pigskin steroids. This morning coming up on the show, we will have tons of picks, tons of gambling intel, tons of thoughts. From a Vegas perspective, we've got the Wizard of Odds, my picks coming up here in hour number three. We'll also have Meraz's Up the Gut NFL picks in hour number four. And we've also got this morning, the week that was, that culminates with Connor Green's picks. Plus, I'm going to give you the tasty top five. My top five college football games of the weekend ranked, when they are, where you can watch them. We also have Meraz's football food of the week.
You know you did, Damon!
We also have your Target Demo Friday, which weekly is a dissection of where you're going to watch football this weekend. We will also tackle Team Brady v. Belichick. The Titans hosting Oilers week. Lamar Jackson's flip, perhaps dinging him up. And we've got Tim Tebow joining us this morning on the show. So instead of a Football Friday, perhaps today is a Fat Hog Football Friday.
You need to eat like this. You need to eat like this.
Because we're not just a regular pigskin day. We're not a normal-sized swine. We're a fat hog kind of day. So this morning, wall-to-wall football, both college and the NFL, and we couldn't be more excited about it. As always, you can weigh in for especially Target Demo Friday on both Twitter and on Facebook. Hit me up and follow me on Twitter, DA on CBS. I'll read through those over the course of the show. And also on Facebook, facebook.com/TheDAShow. We begin with last night's Thursday nighter, the Panthers and the Texans. And you thought the Texans were a tough watch with Tyrod Taylor? How about without him? Oh, my goodness. Honestly, I feel bad for Texans fans. Did you see how many empty seats were in the lower bowl last night? I mean, even a kickoff, even one quarter in, not like they left early. It was just smattering of empty seats. It's only week number three. It's a primetime game, and there's already no hope, and why would there be? You're starting Davis Mills. The historic David Culley-Davis Mills combination last night on Thursday Night Football. Woof. So this was easy pickings for a good Panthers team. I don't think they're great, but they're good. They're certainly good enough to make this a one-sided affair. Final score might have indicated that it was a blowout. Wasn't really a blowout, but Panthers win 24-9. Matt Rhule has quickly grown and developed the Panthers franchise into a serviceable one. And in such short order, that in and of itself is an accomplishment. Rhule was hired to tear this thing down. Rhule was hired to build it back up, and he's already doing it. Matt Rhule did this at Temple. He did this at Baylor, and now he's doing it in Carolina. This is only year number two, and last season, maybe more losses than would have been expected, but they were probably more competitive than their 5-11 record indicates. They're now 3-0. Again, if you're a somewhat decent team, you should wax the Texans. But I think the big takeaway here is that the Panthers, despite losing Christian McCaffrey relatively early last night, are good enough to take care of a bad football team. They're winning games they should. And then number two, that Sam Darnold has absolutely a new lease on life. And for all of the problems, the errant throws, the seeing ghosts with the Jets, Sam Darnold's not doing that anymore. And you saw that on that opening drive where Darnold bing, bing, bing down the field, making sharp, crisp throws, moving the chains, and then ultimately scrambling into the end zone for the touchdown, watching not only his arm, but also his athletic gifts, his wheels, and his whole package end up delivering as an NFL franchise quarterback. And so I think the biggest question after last night is, what exactly has turned things around for Darnold? What's the biggest reason Sam looks like the guy? It is where we begin. Your cold open.
Panthers going left to right. Here's McCaffrey. No, it's a fake. Darnold keeps it and will score. Carolina leads 6-0 on the slick ball handling by QB14.
I think it's learning from those experiences, learning from those bad experiences that I've had in the past, and then playing within the system that Joe's created here. I think, I love this system. I love the guys that we have. It's just sticking with progressions, and if something's not there, I can get creative. I can run. I can make plays out there.
Three tight ends, one fullback in the personnel grouping. Darnold ready for the snap. Quarterback sneak being pushed from behind. No signal yet. Touchdown, Carolina Panthers.
My job is simple, when we're playing the way that we should. I'm just going through progressions and, with the way our offensive line blocked too today, it was easy to kind of stand in there and go through my progressions like I should.
I don't believe it!
The most amazing, sensational, dramatic, heartrending.
It's DA's top story.
Here he goes!
It's your cold open.
Well, that's Panthers radio on the calls. That's Sam Darnold after the win. I think a couple of things are combining for Sam Darnold to take that next step. Number one, out of the gate, He always had the ability. And if you listen to this show, myself, Mraz, we were always very high on Sam Darnold as the quarterback in that draft. We always felt as though he was a guy that could be a stud in the NFL. And look, it didn't come together with the Jets. Part of that is certainly his fault, but he always had the ability. Also, he was extraordinarily young, only 20 years old when he got drafted. And so he's only 24 now. You're talking about a young guy who came into the NFL usually about 2 years younger than most drafted QBs. Number three, now with the Carolina Panthers, having learned, as he said, from the mistakes over the last couple of years with the Jets, he has a better surrounding cast. This is a roster that has given him a stud running back in McCaffrey, even though he went down yesterday, but backed up by Chuba Hubbard, a pretty good young back himself. They've got a defense. They've got a set of wide receivers. He's got targets. He's got structure. He's got an organization that is stable, has expectations, has a direction, has a focus, and doesn't seem to have any of the backroom dealing or soap opera drama that the Jets had. So I think from a Darnold standpoint, what he's getting now is a fresh start because of a fresh culture. It's everything. It's everything. He's got a better team around him. He's got a better coaching staff. He's got a better franchise. And he always had the talent. And now he has the experience and the talent. That's why I think last night he throws for 300 yards, has a pair of rushing touchdowns. He's now 3-0 on the season, and the Panthers look like a legitimate playoff team. Hit me up on Twitter, DA on CBS. Again, DA on CBS. But, Mraz, there's also one other thing that I think we have to highlight, underline, underscore when it comes to Sam Darnold's success this year. You know what that is?
Matt Rhule? Is that where you're going?
Well, somewhat. Yes, Matt Rhule has created a solid staff and a solid culture, but right, it's the inverse.
It's Matt Rhule isn't.
It's not Adam Gase.
Right.
Do you know? Let me ask you this. I had to look this up. I didn't know this. Do you think Adam Gase has a job right now?
I think he's a quarterback coach somewhere in college.
Okay. Your guess is quarterbacks coach in college. So he goes from NFL head coach to an assistant at the lower level. Not even a head coach in college, not even a coordinator in college, not a coordinator or quarterbacks coach in the NFL. You think he's a quarterbacks coach in college?
I believe I read that over the summer, unless I'm wrong.
I thought that he was a quarterbacks coach in the NFL. I thought he stayed in the NFL, became a positional coach. No, we're both wrong. He's in high school. But Mraz, he's not even a head coach in high school. He's the offensive coordinator for Lincoln High in Ypsilanti, Michigan.
Oh, teaching math too?
I mean, are we kidding? He's not even the head coach in his hometown. He's a coordinator on a high school team right now in his hometown.
And be fair, if you're the quarterback at that high school, you're looking at Ryan Tannehill and Sam Darnold, you got to be telling your parents, we got to sell the house. Get me out of here.
Yeah, I need a new district immediately. Get me into Lincoln High's rival right now. I mean, this is how far Adam Gase slipped and how little credibility he has. So when you look at Matt Rhule, yeah, he's a little annoying at times. And yeah, I mean, he's kind of wired a little weirdly, but Adam Gase is socially awkward. Adam Gase is a guy that creates enemies. Adam Gase does not build proper relationships pretty clearly unless it's Peyton Manning. And Adam Gase has absolutely no credibility around the NFL or even right now in college, apparently. So just the fact that Sam Darnold escaped the evil clutches of Crazy Eyes Gase is enough. I mean, I know you're not a big Matt Rhule fan, But you go from Gase, who's a total zero, to Matt Rhule, it's like, you know, landing on Lombardi's Packers.
I agree. No, I think I wouldn't say I'm not a Matt Rhule fan. I just think the bouquets at Matt Rhule's feet need to calm down through three games. But, yeah, absolutely. Give me Matt Rhule over Adam Gase, and I would never think twice.
I thought you said he should stop taking victory laps last night.
Yeah, he should. Last night at 7-6 at the half, thanks to a missed extra point, he looked like he could not adjust without Christian McCaffrey in the game. Now, they were very fortunate Davis Mills couldn't move the ball in the second half. But, yeah, I think that Matt Rhule, I feel like a lot of what Carolina covered up, and we can get into this throughout the show, has been covered up because Christian McCaffrey's been awesome through 3 weeks, and they've played a very soft schedule. And I think you're going to find out about Matt Rhule now if McCaffrey's out multiple weeks.
So when you say that Matt Rhule should stop taking victory laps, it's not that you think he's arrogant. You think that too many people are waxing him too much.
Yes. The whole week after they beat the Saints was about how special Matt Rhule is at Carolina, how great this team is. And the moment his all-pro running back went down, they were in a barn burner for a while with a Houston Texans team led by a third-round pick making his first start.
Well, how soft do you think the Panthers' schedule is compared to what their record is? Like, are they legitimately a playoff team?
I don't think so. I think they played the two worst teams in the AFC so far. And on the Saints, I have to give them a good win, but it was at home, and Jameis Winston looked like garbage. So, we'll see. And Christian McCaffrey was the focal point of all of that.
Did, however, the Panthers make him look like garbage?
Make Matt Rhule look like garbage?
No, Jameis.
Oh, James. No, I think so. I think their defense is very good, but they also now just lost their first-round pick corner to an Achilles injury. Brian Burns got hurt last night. They now will face a little bit of adversity coming out of this Thursday night game, and I am not so sure. Matt Rhule's a great head coach. You often can navigate and overcome that adversity. You have a 3-0 start. That statistically says 75% chance you make the playoffs. We'll go make the playoffs if guys are banged up left and right.
So Sam Darnold now has another kind of prove-it moment with McCaffrey going down. He's going to have to shoulder far more of the load here.
For sure, and to his credit, he did in the second half. They woke up in the second half. DJ Moore was, I think, is still wide open right now, so I have to give him that.
DJ Moore was excellent. I didn't really love the decision to go for it when they were up 7-0 early in that game, when they had driven again deep. I mean, I guess you want to put the kill shot in there in the first quarter, but don't you just take the points there, kick the field goal, you're up 10-0, and you assume that Davis Mills is not going to put up many points in the game?
I think opponent matters, so I'm with you. You probably should have kicked the field goal, though as somebody who had the Carolina over 13.5 in the first half, I was all about going for it there. It just completely backfired and failed. Also, with no McCaffrey in that spot, you have Darnold working so well against that defense. I'm not sure turning around and handing it to Chuba Hubbard was the right decision there. Also, Darnold had been diving forward every fourth down and getting that no problem. I think the play calls stink. The decision wasn't terrible.
Be honest. Is there a part of you that dislikes Matt Rhule because you resent the fact that he's best friends, BFFs with Zach Gelb?
I knew this was going to come out at some point. No. There's a part of me that resents Zach Gelb because of that. I don't think there's a part of me that resents Matt Rhule because of it. But, I mean, yeah, look, I work at CBS Sports Radio, and if you only listen to CBS Sports Radio or followed CBS Sports Radio personalities because of Zach Gelb, you would think that Matt Rhule is Lombardi. So, of course, there's a little bit of that, ugh, gag me.
Well, I don't get it. Why would you dislike Gelb over this? What happened? It's not his fault that he's got this connection with Matt Rhule.
No, it's absolutely not. And Matt Rhule was great to him when he was in Temple. I guess my point would be, Zach, have a little respect as a Jet fan in your life. You don't have to be all full Carolina Panther because Matt Rhule gave you a back rub once. I mean, my goodness. it's a little much. Let's calm down. And I don't mean that literally, obviously.
You just mean because Matt's accessible.
Yes, yeah. So Zach goes above and beyond to kiss the tuchus of Matt Rhule because Matt Rhule will always say yes to coming on his show. I mean, should I be kissing the tuchus of Tim Tebow left and right because he came on today?
Well, a little different. You did book Tim, and that's great, but you don't have a personal relationship with an NFL head coach. If you did, if you had some type of friendship with an NFL head coach, like who's the guy with the Chargers, Brandon Staley?
Yeah.
If you were best buds with Brandon Staley because he had actually been the head coach at one of your seven colleges, well then...
Neither of which had football, by the way.
Then you would definitely be praising
maybe
Brandon Staley as like the next coming.
Maybe I'm not telling you my annoyance makes any sense to anybody else other than me. I'm not pretending that. It just gets to be a little much. It's all, again, it was like a ticker tape parade for Matt Rhule from Zach Gelb because he started 2-0 all week, and it's just enough. Enough. Have the quality control coach on next.
If Zach Taylor had been the OC at West Babylon High, you definitely would be singing the praises of Zach Taylor every morning on this show.
Probably. Look, if Coach Langella ended up finding his way to be the head coach for the Detroit Lions, and he's talking about biting kneecaps, I would be telling you why they're going to win the NFC North. There's probably no doubt about it, but he's not. So therefore, I'm going to sit there and judge Zach Gelb.
If your high school gym teacher, Coach Langella, had somehow risen the ranks of coaching and landed an NFL head coaching job in his tracksuit, you would absolutely be singing his praises every morning as the next coming of Belichick.
Now, to be fair, you would have us sending his interview at Bob's Bar to the big lead by now, so I think you would be a guilty party as well, but yes, you're right.
Who's the acting head coach of the young guns these days?
Oh, it's still me, technically, but I've really taken a back seat with this baby coming. I haven't even collected a dollar yet of league fees, so it's still me.
And when's the season begin?
Started last week. I already missed the game. We're 1-0. I don't know how many games I'm going to be able to play this year, but I'm the head coach, not closetly, anonymously. I'm like a dark coat. People don't see me.
Okay, but who's the acting head coach since you can't go to the games right now?
Oh, good point. That would probably be Timmy Kranz, our rookie quarterback last year, who's now in his second year.
Timmy Kranz.
Yeah.
So if Timmy Kranz had somehow risen the coaching ranks and landed the job at Central Michigan, you're telling me that you wouldn't be telling everybody that would listen that Timmy Kranz is the next great offensive mastermind of the Chippewas or a sleeping giant in the MAC?
You're probably right, and I would also probably make the case for the MAC to have a college football playoff team. There's no doubt about it. But it's not happening, so therefore I'm going to judge Zach Gelb. That's exactly what's going on.
A lot to get to on this Fat Hog Friday. You feel like a fat hog today?
I feel like an absolute fat hog. I've spent the whole week getting apple pie. I got to get this out of my fridge. I'm really fat.
So what's the latest on Danielle? We're still on baby watch?
She, DA, is now eating these things called dates, which are like these disgusting, big, chewy, raisin nut-looking things, because that's supposed to help dilation. And you need to eat 4 a night. And she's pounding these things last night like they're Snickers to try to have the baby come out. And I got a kiss goodnight as Carolina put the game away and said, hey, be prepared. I think tonight's the night. And I woke up. I put together sound check. And tonight wasn't the night. So, DA, it's extremely frustrating. We're still in this waiting game. I hate this.
We all know what dates are, by the way.
I had never heard of them. You knew what dates were?
Yeah. I don't like dates at all. I don't like their consistency.
Oh,
I don't like how they're like jelly-like and then have the big pit in the middle. But of course I know what a date is.
See, I didn't know. Her doctor told her to have a date, and then Danielle told me this, and I thought I had to like take her out to dinner. And I was dead serious when I say that. Like, I'm not trying to make a corny Rodney Dangerfield joke or something. And then she was like, you idiot, I'm not asking to go on a date. These are a thing. I didn't know. I never heard of them. I didn't know anybody knew what they were.
You had never heard of the food called dates.
Yeah, I was extremely thrown off on how taking her out to a date would help give birth. And I was like, okay, we went to Cheesecake Factory last time before you had Taylor. I guess that's what we're going to do.
So what do you think they are?
Well, now I know what they are because I saw them.
Yeah, what are they?
I would describe them as a giant walnut with the consistency of a raisin.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah, pretty right.
Thank you.
Pretty spot on.
Nasty. So she's popping these things like M&M's, DA, but we've also now run into real testing my patience because I've said all the right things to the media all week about missing football weekends, and here we are right up against a football weekend with still no baby.
And you would have been home with time to spare from Boise.
Yep. Oh, plenty of time to spare. You kidding me? I might be able to make the next Boise home game at this point. Ridiculous.
You could have went to this weekend's Boise State game,
Come
back in time for Peyton to be born.
No question. This is nauseating now. But, hey, I sit here and I wait for the tap on my shoulder, and what can I do? What can I do but wait?
When we come back here on the show, a little sound check. That includes Odell Beckham on whether he is going to finally return from that injury this weekend against the Bears. And Lane Kiffin has yet another shot at his former mentor. It's coming up here next. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
CBS presents this program in color.
An educated person can't think he's going to get a recruit by strippers coming in.
They can fire you, but they can't eat you.
And they run through our ass like through a tin horn, man, and we could not stop them.
The audio you need to hear. It's DA Soundcheck.
You should be watching the show at watchda.com. That is mobile friendly. You should also be watching on Twitch on our Twitch feed at the CBS Sports Radio channel there. For sound check, we begin with Browns wide receiver Odell Beckham. Will he finally be playing Sunday against the Bears after tearing his ACL last October?
We'll see. Taking it day at a time. Everything's going smooth. Just been part of the progression the entire time. Just working my way back into it. Everything feels good, so just taking it day by day.
Is it not amazing, this career arc of Odell Beckham? I mean, there was a point in time not long ago where all we talked about was Odell Beckham. How he wanted out of the Giants after becoming a superstar with the Giants. How he was at odds with the franchise, didn't like Eli Manning, trying to get his way out of New York. Finally does, and he's sent to the Cleveland Browns, and he is the focal point of the Browns. And can he help bring the Browns to relevance? That he's teamed up with Jarvis Landry. And he's still making crazy catches, but he's frustrated. I mean, all of these things seem to consume Odell Beckham on and off the field, and he was always in the news. Today, he's completely irrelevant. I mean, 100% anonymous. Did you guys even care or know that Odell Beckham was trying to come back this week? And did you even think about him coming into the season? The answer is no, because of the other part. Remember when he was traded to the Browns, he felt as though the Giants were punishing him, sending him to football Siberia. And yet here he is, and the Browns are championship contenders. In fact, he was gone for most of last season, and they finally finished above 500, and they finally got to the postseason, and they finally won a playoff game. So they've proven they don't need Odell Beckham to win. So it's kind of this amazing career arc where Odell Beckham used to be the bell cow, the focal point, the talk topic of his team's success. And now he's irrelevant to his team's success. And once upon a time, it was, wow, how unlucky is that Odell Beckham landed with the Browns? And today, it's how lucky is it that he's with the Browns? He needs to just fit in because they don't actually really need him to win. Pretty insane how that flipped, but it's true. If Odell Beckham looks around, he should realize, I don't need to be a superstar for us to win and to have success. And I would imagine team success would make him happy. Then again, who knows? Here's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. Says he's got no ill will towards Kyle Shanahan, Niners head coach, after Shanahan tried to trade for his quarterback, Aaron Rodgers.
It is what it is. Like, I understand, like, he's trying to do whatever he thinks he needs to do for his football team. I mean, he's got a responsibility to everybody in that organization, and if there's an opportunity, so I don't hold that against him. So, but yeah, that it will have no effect on our relationship.
So I don't know if I necessarily believe this. Like, what if one of your friends heard that you and your girlfriend were having problems and then slid in and hit on your girlfriend? Would you be like, hey, man, I get it. You know, he's single. He's just trying to do what's best for him. You know, he's just trying to make sure that he's got a happy home life and he might think that she's a better fit. And I totally understand. Doesn't affect our friendship one way or the other. I really don't know if I believe that. I mean, it sounds good. He's just trying to win games for his franchise, improve his team. But I mean, honestly, if you've got a friendship and that friend swoops in and tries to pick off your chick, your guy, your colleague, your employee, something like that, because that person's unhappy, you might feel a little bitter towards that person. And finally, here's Lane Kiffin taking yet another shot at Nick Saban and Alabama, talking about the transfer portal actually benefiting the Tide more than anybody else.
For years now, you've had the issue of if you try to play Alabama, they got five-star players that look like an NFL team and better than some NFL teams at certain positions. Now they get to go cherry-pick players for any holes that they have, like Ohio State receiver or Tennessee linebacker. So now it's like, not only do they get all the top draft picks, now they get to go in free agency and take players. So it really is going to set up, you know, the most talented teams ever, which is what we're getting ready to play.
So Lane Kiffin knows that Nick Saban hates the, quote, rat poison, and is just feeding him doses of rat poison. Look, it's just making one of the greatest teams of all time. They can take whoever they want. They get five-star recruits, and now they get superstars out of the transfer portal. So what do you want me to do about it? We got to go play one of the greatest teams of all time. And then if he beats them, gets to walk off that field with a smirk. Even though I don't trust Lane Kiffin as far as I can throw him, even though Lane Kiffin is incredibly diabolical in many ways and incredibly egomaniacal, boy, it's fun to have him in the SEC, and specifically the SEC West, isn't it? And that's your sound check. Standing by with our headline of this morning is a kind sir, Andrew Bogish. Quote, these things called dates, Bogues.
Yeah, not just that he hasn't had them before or doesn't, but presents them as if they were just discovered by him and his wife in the last 36 hours. These things called dates.
These things, Mraz, before yesterday had never even heard of the food dates.
Oh, guys, they're not a hamburger. Let's not pretend that this is a popular thing. You even said you don't even like them. Very easy not to hear from them. They're that awful. They're not, you know, it's not like every Thanksgiving you, hey, pass the dates. I mean, what are we talking about here?
Well, I think it's a pretty common food. I think, well, even if you don't like them, I think people know what they are.
Right. I don't like broccoli, but people know that broccoli exists and it's popular.
When she went to the store to get them, she asked the grocery person, hey, where can I find these? The person had no idea what she was talking about. It took somebody else who was a shopper to show them where they were.
You're telling me an employee at a grocery store had never heard of the food called dates?
She said, what are you talking about? What are dates? And she had to explain it. And a customer overheard her and said, they're over here. Come over here. So don't tell me they're this popular if the people stocking the shelves don't even know what they are.
Again, this...
Okay, but let's not pretend that everybody stocking shelves is Produce Pete and understands everything in the store, too. So, I mean, they're not all mental geniuses inside Stop and Shop either.
I'm not telling you.
And they had them, by the way. There were dates there, right?
I am not telling you that nobody has ever heard of dates. What I am telling you is it's not a shock if you've never heard of dates. They're not a popular food.
Well, I do think that this might be, again, a commentary on West Babylon in general and the area that you live in.
I live in Bayshore now. This was in Bayshore.
Okay, the other part is, Mraz, have you ever heard of figs?
Yes, I have, because they're in Fig Newton if you crunch them up.
Okay. All right, so if there was
that counts.
If there was a date Newton, you would have heard of it.
My guess is I probably would have, yes. Yes, I never heard of a fig before a Fig Newton, so of course.
Now, what do you think fig is?
Fig, I always felt, was like a crunched-up berry or branch kind of thing.
Not bad. Your instincts are pretty good on both the figs and the dates of what they are.
Not the branch part. We're not eating branch inside
true.
A
Newton.
No, but I just feel like I've seen a fig hanging off a branch. It's almost like a little berry. And then I think that has to do with the pass me the figgy pudding. I think the figgy pudding comes from the fig.
Yeah, you're putting it together relatively well.
See, songs and cookies. That's how I know my foods.
You're piecing it together. You're around the neighborhood.
Okay, see? I left my neighborhood. I left West Babylon. Now I'm in the figgy neighborhood.
Hooked on Phonics worked for him.
High-end real estate in the figgy neighborhood. All right, Bogues, what do we got?
We've got headlines sponsored by Dates. We've been here for a while. Nice to meet you.
Yeah.
Davis Mills to Stanford.
No.
Davis Mills went to Stanford. Probably knows what a date is, but no surprise, he was somewhat philosophical after his first NFL start.
I always think back on that quote. It's never as bad as you think it was, and it's never as good as you think it was. There were obviously a couple plays I'd like back, but I'm going to come in tomorrow, watch the film, and see what we can improve on, but also see what we did well to move forward.
The rookie QB went night.
I don't know if that's
well. The beginning was
okay.
Yeah, I guess it is. I don't know.
Okay.
I'm going to believe him. He went to Stanford. 19 of 28, 168, one touchdown, zero turnovers for Mills last night. But his offense produced just 9 points, mostly because it managed just 42 rushing yards. Head coach David Culley.
Obviously, we didn't run the ball very well. And we have to be able to do that. I think the team we played had a little bit to do with that also. That's a very good defensive football team.
The Texans dropping to 1-2 with a 24-9 home loss to the Panthers. Their run game didn't have Christian McCaffrey for the final three quarters because of a hamstring injury. Head coach Matt Rhule didn't know the severity postgame. Without McCaffrey, Sam Darnold scored twice on the ground, and tight end Tommy Tremble ran 1-2. The Panthers 3-0 for the fifth time in team history. Now, during Thursday Night Football, Ian Rappaport tweeted that the NFL is leaning towards playing one wild card game on Monday night. That would mean two games Saturday and three on Sunday. They couldn't do this last season with the extra wild card game because of the college football title game being on that Monday. Speaking of college football, Ohio State likely to rest QB C.J. Stroud tomorrow against Akron because of a nagging shoulder injury. Jack Miller and Kyle McCord would face the Zips instead. Big-time recruit Quinn Ewers is not available for the Buckeyes. The Chicago White Sox were supposed to be good this season, and they have been good, wrapping up the AL Central yesterday afternoon. Their manager, Tony La Russa.
You can get overwhelmed with the expectations, but our guys have risen to the occasion, and no matter what, whatever the obstacles, and it's really an outstanding team effort.
The White Sox clinching their first division title since 08 by winning the first of two in Cleveland. They lost the nightcap 5-3. The Cardinals rallied for an 8-5 win in Milwaukee for a 12-game win streak. They remain 4.5 games clear of the Phillies for the second NL wildcard. The Phils do gain ground in the NL East, now 2 games behind the Braves, a 12-6 decision over the Pirates. The Ryder Cup begins in roughly 90 minutes at Whistling Straits. They'll play alternate shot this morning. The opening match is Jordan Spieth and Justin Thomas against Jon Rahm and Sergio Garcia at 8:05 Eastern. And the WNBA postseason began last night. The Sky dumped the Wings 81-64, and the Mercury got by the Liberty 83-82 on a free throw with 0.4 seconds left. DA, back to you.
Excellent. Thank you, Bogues. When we come back, a Fat Hog Football Friday continues. My tasty top five college football games of the weekend. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Every week, DA gives you his most appetizing college football games.
Mm-hmm. This is a tasty burger.
It's the tasty top five.
I'm tasty.
Number five.
All right, I'm going to give you all three windows. An early game, a middle of the day game, and a really late game as part of my tasty top five. This is not a great slate of weekend games. There's a couple of good ones at the top, a lot of average ones in the middle and at the bottom. So number five, we're going with number nine, Clemson at NC State. What are the Tigers? Because Clemson's offense has been a disaster. DJ Uiagalelei has been largely a complete no-show this year. And the Tigers are still ranked in the top 10. Do they deserve that? I'm not certain. At NC State, where the Wolfpack and Carter Finley Stadium feel as though the Tigers are vulnerable, this is our chance. We finally get them in our house. It's a 3:30 Eastern kick on ESPN. If there was ever a moment for NC State to jump on a wounded Tigers team, this is it. If there was ever a moment for NC State to finally deliver to their fans a real signature victory, this would be it. And yet, Clemson still favored by a touchdown and a field goal. I don't know where to go with the points on this one, but I do know that it's at least interesting to see if Clemson can get off the schneid this weekend and finally start feeling okay about itself. Are they inevitably a machine that at some point will start clicking? Or are they going to be permanently dysfunctional all season long on offense? Their defense is great. That's my number five pick for the weekend.
Number four.
Another ACC game, and I always hesitate to put too many ACC games in the tasty top five, but this one is a wreckage on the side of the highway that you just can't drive by without looking at. This is a rubbernecking game. Louisville is at Florida State. Again, I rarely put in two unranked teams. It's a 3:30 kick on ESPN2 Eastern Time. But this is interesting because if Louisville goes into Tallahassee and wins, and the Cardinals are favored by 1.5, FSU would fall to 0-4. And I know that Florida State has fallen on hard times in recent years, and so they're completely off the map for a lot of you. Most of you don't care what's going on a weekly basis. I will be rubbernecking on this game because when you have a historically great program like FSU and they're hitting these types of lows, it's impossible not to pay attention. So whether the Noles will drop to 0-4 and they're home underdogs on Saturday, that's my number four tastiest matchup because I gotta pull over to watch.
Number three.
This one's a huge line. It's a late night game. It should be a blowout. Again, I hesitate to put huge lines on this, but there's a reason to watch. Arizona is at number three, Oregon. This is a 10:30 Eastern kick on ESPN, and the Ducks are favored by 4 touchdowns. The reason I include this is because Oregon has a real path to the college football playoff, but it includes not stepping on your toes. It involves not slipping up. It involves not losing this game. And that's the thing about the Pac-12. Will the power broker of the Pac-12 avoid slipping on the banana peel? You know, the Ducks went to Columbus, took care of business. They're one of the best teams in the country. But there's always one of these games, seemingly, when the supposed Pac-12 power plays a pushover in their league and they lose. This can't be it for Oregon. They've got to be buttoned up and perfect the entire season, probably, to make a college football playoff. At the very least, they can't lose this one.
Number two.
Two ranked teams, Notre Dame and Wisconsin from Soldier Field. This is noon on Fox tomorrow, so this is the early kick. Wisconsin's a 6.5-point favorite. This is interesting because, again, the Big Ten feels far more open than in recent years because of Ohio State's vulnerability. So where is Wisconsin? Notre Dame itself doesn't feel like a top 15 team right now, but it is at Soldier Field, so it gives you that vibe, which is unique. And it's the Jack Cohn Bowl. So which way does this go? That's my number two.
Number one
is the 3:30 game on CBS. This is the SEC game. Number seven, A&M, is taking on number 16, Arkansas. And this one's at Jerry World in Arlington. A&M's a 4.5-point favorite. This one's interesting because Arkansas has a huge victory already this season at home in the blowout over Texas. Now, Sam Pittman certainly has rejuvenated that program. They feel good about themselves. They're a top 20 team in America. But A&M, if they've got designs of winning the West, you know, these are tricky games. And they've got to beat Alabama to do so. And they've probably got to win the rest of their games as well. Maybe you can slip up and lose a game like this tomorrow. And as long as you beat Bama, you're still in the SEC championship game. But if this really is the season for A&M and they're missing their starting quarterback, then this one actually is a very intriguing matchup tomorrow afternoon on CBS.
I'm tasty.
That's your tasty top five. I will have my Wizard of Odds picks later on in the show. But when we come back, we're still more than a week away from Patriots and Buccaneers, but Team Brady continues to lay into Bill Belichick. We'll give you the latest salvo next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.